What is interesting about Bir Lahai Roy is that it was not a man-made well. In fact, if you read in Genesis 16, you will find that it is a spring that God provided in the middle of the wilderness or desert. This is significant because the God who lives and sees me is not man-made. Many people worshipped gods or idols that were man-made, being carved out of wood or stone, or made of silver or gold and so on. They were man-made, lifeless and blind. But our God, the real God, is alive and sees you. As we saw with Abraham on Mount Moriah, where God sees, he also sees to it, or provides. God saw to it, that is, he provided water for Hagar at this well. That provision is for whoever visits the well where the living God sees them. After Abraham died, there was another drought in the land, and the famine drove Isaac back to Gerar, the land of his birth. I'm reading from Genesis 26, verse 12 to 18 in the New King James Version. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." Then Isaac departed from there, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. And so we see here that while others round about suffered the effects of the drought, God blessed Isaac, and he became the object of envy of the people of that land. In order for God's blessing to be released in his life, so that his crops would grow so well, Isaac needed water. If Isaac had not found water, the crops that were proof of God's blessing would have died. Thus, Isaac reopened the well that his fathers had dug in that same land so many years before. These wells were closed up by the people of Gerar once Abraham died. It was a territorial issue. The wells were markers that stamped the land as Abraham's territory. The people of Gerar were determined to erase those stamps forever, thereby removing any claim by the heirs of Abraham to the land. Robert Jameson's commentary states, "The same base stratagem for annoying those against whom they have taken an umbrage is practiced still by choking the wells with sand or stones, or defiling them with putrid carcasses." We do not know what the names of these wells were. The only information that the text provides us with is that Isaac gave them the same names that his father had given them. After that, we read in New King James Version, Genesis 26, verse 19 to 22. "Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, 'The water is ours.' So he called the name of the well Essek. because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also, so he called its name Sitnah. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." We see here that after Isaac had reopened all of his father's wells, he then started to dig his own wells. The first well that Isaac dug was called Esek. Esek means contention or injustice. The second well that Isaac dug was called Sitnah, which means opposition, accusation, hostility. It is a stronger word than Esek is. The third well was called Rehoboth. Rehoboth means a broad place, which speaks of the fact that God made room for them because there was no quarreling over this well. Even though Isaac rightfully owned the wells called Esek and Sitnah, each time that the people of Gerar fought with his servants over the wells, Isaac simply moved on to the next well. This tells us that Isaac did not get involved in contention, even though he had suffered an injustice. He did not allow opposition, accusation, hostility to paralyze him. He did not hang around to fight against the opposition, but instead moved on to dig yet another well. At this well, there was no opposition, and so God had enlarged him and made room for him in the land. After this, Isaac moved on to Beersheba, which is Well of the Seven or Well of the Oath. This is the same well that Abraham cut covenant with Abimelech at. And just like his father had done, Isaac cut covenant with Abimelech at this well too. Isaac then gave it the same name that his father had given it.